Facts and Cap Podcast, episode 13, baby.
Episode motherfucking 13. Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on? It's your boy, DJ LaFlair.
I'll be on here.
It's King Cazada.
Yes, get your merch. First of all, I just want to let y'all know, get your merch. We selling at a high rate. If you want your shit faster, you want you a mask, you want you a shirt, come get it. Come get it to you, man. Business is booming. Come get you one. Don't be that dude at the public you somebody with a shirt and you ain't got it. I feel left out. Is that right?
It's all
right.
It's a fact, man. We selling. Selling. I appreciate everybody.
Yeah.
We selling, man.
How y'all boys been, man? Y'all boys have a good weekend?
Hell yeah.
Wow, great weekend, man.
The weather didn't change over the last 2 days, huh? My boy, because I
see him
got the looking like one of Baby's kids, boy.
A little chilly in this motherfucker.
Yeah, a little chilly feel good, though, huh?
Hey, it's like fall coming, man, so.
Hey, bro, y'all niggas come hoop, man. We got one more good weekend, probably.
I didn't tell you I hurt myself.
Hey, y'all niggas, this is Atlanta, nigga. It's going to be 90 degrees next
week. All right.
Anyway, man, so, I mean, I don't really think there's nothing else to start it off with besides the fact that the Clippers fucking choked last night. Did y'all see that?
I was trying to get a haircut. And you can't trust Clippers these days, bro. All these niggas are tripping, bro. Like,
some sisters, the Clippers bit?
Hey.
No, they ain't no dogs. They choke.
Nah, this shit was bad.
Bro.
This was bad, bad.
Facts of cap. Was that the worst 3-1 loss ever? Was that the worst loss in the playoffs ever?
It's tough. That's tough. You got Golden State and Cleveland. So you got OKC and Golden State that same year.
OKC wasn't that bad, though. I can tell you automatically because
it broke up the
rest. They were up because they were up. That was great, but it wasn't like no constructed team. Or, like, they didn't plan it. You know what I'm saying? The pressure wasn't there. They just happened to lose once they got to 3-1. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the difference. I think this Clipper team is like...
I think time will tell. It's just it's 1A or 1B right
that
now.
That works.
To me, it's 1A or 1B. It's either this or Golden State.
Hey. Golden State, I would make the argument that it was because of the fact that, I mean, we seen what was on the line. It's a chip on the line. You're up 3-1. Y'all supposed to diss y'all 73.
Ever.
But, I mean, my thing is, are they going to use the excuse of the whole pandemic and the bubble and all that shit to be a reason why it went how it went?
The only reason they will, I mean, they basically already have. The only reason that I say that I don't fuck with that excuse is because of the fact that basically everybody went through the same thing you did. So it's not like it affects your team more. It affects everybody.
And what?
So that's why I can't let that slide.
Just, we knew Paul George was fucking food. But Kawhi had an opportunity to put himself in the goddamn legend status.
He just stopped being aggressive, period.
This nigga won 1-for-11. Yeah. 1-for-11,
bro. When he hit the
0 points in a closeout game in the fourth quarter?
When he hit the side of the backboard, I didn't know what else to do. I knew it was done then. He hit the side of the backboard, wide open.
Wide open.
Now, mind you, he had... Now,
and the game wasn't even over yet.
Listen, Kawhi, you're supposed to be the superstar. You're supposed to be the nigga that makes the plays. But everybody needs a sidekick, right? And there was a multiple... The reason why I'm so mad at him is because Paul George had multiple opportunities, good looks, where he could change the course of a game. He just knocked down one.
Pandemic P.
Like, at least with Kawhi, they double-teaming Kawhi. So he got to find alternative ways to score. You know what I'm saying? Paul George, you standing that motherfucker wide open.
Yeah, they both.
But they both choked.
Both of them locked in on contracts.
No, Kawhi paid. They both paid.
They got one more year left.
I'm saying how many more
years? They got player options. Don't quote me. I think they got one more year.
Both of them?
Yeah. They got one more year.
Out of here.
Nah, they might get Doc Rivers out of here, though. What do you think about that?
Bro, they said Doc Rivers. I didn't even realize it. He has the most
game seven losses
all time. The most comeback from 3-1s. It's like all him. Like, is he the most overrated coach?
It might be. They say you take the personality. So, and then what I didn't like is Paul George, like when he went to the podium, he was talking about how basically it was like not a championship or bust.
Yeah, full of shit.
Hold on, I got a video for y'all, and it's not gonna do him no justice. Hold on, listen to this, y'all.
But you know, it is what it is. It's no cop out. Fact of the matter is, we didn't live up to that expectation. But I think internally, we've always felt this is not a championship or bust year for us.
If you and Kawhi Leonard, like this team that you guys have, is it a get it done or bust, or is it patience within said 2 years or 3 year time?
I think immediately we expected to come in and win it all. Like we didn't have no other like, hey, we're just gonna take
your fall.
The clown music though.
So y'all got Richard Jackson and Morris too, huh?
Boris, Joe Keith.
Nothing bad. He feeling real cocky. He was fucking real and dangerous.
Yeah, we got Joe Keith.
Hold on.
For real? Yeah. Oh my God.
So,
we got Joe Keith.
The clip, it just keeps going on and on, but Paul George talked a lot of shit. He was the main one. What he said? Y'all seen Dame and CJ trolling them?
As they should.
As they should.
Oh, no, man. They,
die laughing.
Yeah, like, my thing is,
bro, you trolling them.
You got out there, Cancun on three. Hey, the crazy part is, like CJ said, though, I feel like Patrick Beverly, you had a good game that night, but you didn't do shit for most of the series. So that just go along with it. But I think that, I think ultimately everybody's to blame. I think Montrez didn't play well the whole series. He got his ass kicked by Jokic. I think that Lou, he ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? He had a good first half.
Hey, this is where we're going to differ. Everybody's saying that, but my thing is the Nuggets just look great.
Nah, bro. You was up 3-1.
You was up 3-1, bro.
Yeah, you was up 3-1. Like, you had it sold up. All you had to do was close. And you was up by at least 10 in all three games. By at least 12 in all three games. That's not that the Nuggets is just that good. That's just like y'all niggas is just...
The Nuggets is playing...
Y'all niggas can't hold on to leads. Like, y'all niggas don't focus. Y'all can't play complete games, and that's how you lose.
Three straight double-digit leads. Like, yeah. That's not...
They playing great basketball, bro.
But the Clippers aren't. I'm not saying Nuggets ain't formidable. What I'm saying is that they had enough talent to win the game. They choked. When you start hitting the side of the backboard on wide open threes, that's not Nuggets defense.
Bro, you gotta understand, like,
that's pressure.
Which y'all niggas ain't understand, these niggas are in a bubble. These niggas ain't getting no ass like that.
Nuggets ain't in the bubble?
Right, that's the thing. When you say shit like that, you gotta realize everybody going through this.
The Clippers more so, they like, yo, nigga, we used to goddamn do what we wanted to do in LA.
Some niggas getting ass in the bubble.
Daniel House out here hitting the girl that's checking the temperature.
Smart man, gotta get it how you get it.
Was he a smart man?
House, he played for Houston, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of the series.
And he lied about it, and he ultimately told the NBA the truth, and they basically expelled him. That's what they said. They expelled him from the bubble because he lied.
Expelled.
So, my thing is, Daniel House.
You tell me y'all niggas wouldn't do the same thing.
No,
nigga. Listen, you got when you. It's one thing if you're there for you. It's another thing when you got teammates and they're showing the discipline that they need to show. So now it's like,
if I'm him, like if I'm just some practice squad player,
I can get that.
He ain't the star player.
But Daniel House,
he's an important role.
He's an important role on the team. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta understand what you're doing. That's why James Harden usually don't call niggas out. He don't say nothing. But you seen he call niggas out.
But what kind of? I look at it like this.
He called him out.
Like, whoever the girl was had to get the same test, everything. So she good. They've been in the bubble the whole time.
No.
So what's the issue?
So the confusion about it was why the even confusion even happened. Because she does the COVID test. When you come in there with the COVID test, you have on the whole bodysuit.
How you know she didn't have it on there? Because
it was on camera.
A little slit
cut down there.
They had it on camera. So look, my issue with him, the issue is
nasty.
Hey, and they said she came after after work hours.
But she was still in the bubble. She never left the bubble.
No, she does leave the bubble.
Hey, free my nigga Daniel House, bro.
They said she leaves the bubble. Listen, we all understand why Daniel House did it. It just wasn't the smartest move. When if you're all in on competing in champ for a championship. All in, all right. Yeah, he was all in there.
Balls deep.
Daniel House was in the house. That's all I can say. Shout out to Daniel House, man. I don't know what else to tell you, bro. But James Harden didn't seem to he didn't seem too happy about that one. I mean, this is the man who went to the strip club too. I mean, after another. Hey, wait. Is James Harden the worst closer in NBA history? Like, is he the worst clutch player in NBA history?
He's not number one. He's in the top three.
Him and Paul George. They were talking about Paul George. And,
the reason why Paul George is not the same. No, because we don't have the same reputation.
Somebody said Melo.
He's not as talented.
What about Melo?
Melo's made it Melo's to
the Melo has made the most.
Speak your shit. What would you say? I was interested in that stat. What'd you say?
I say, I think from 2000, like he has made some of the most more game winning shots than.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
He's made some of the most game winning.
Look it up. Check, Google that nigga.
John Wall.
Woo woo.
Jonathan Wall.
So, woo.
He just do his dance.
Hey, bro, what he do wrong?
He was, so John Wall got out there. For those who didn't know, John Wall, he started blooding. Well, he's already been blooding. We've already seen speculated gang sign John Wall.
He was caught on some type of video, and he was in Brooklyn. He was in Brooklyn. And, you know, them Billies was like, those 6 months, Treyway. I don't know what they was, but. It was like, hey, what's up, John Wall? It was like a Instagram, I guess.
You know, them niggas get that good weed, get that good drink in them.
So he started stacking, start throwing up whatever he's throwing up.
I don't even think that was the bad part.
The camera sways.
He pulled out the red
rag. And they come back, you see the nigga pull up the red rag.
He pulled out a red rag out of his pocket and literally was like, hey, y'all.
So y'all like the same person of y'all job, so y'all doing some dumb shit. Outside of work hours, then you should goddamn feel some type of way.
You should be smarter about putting your personal business on camera. I'm not saying John Wall.
He threw up a bandana and threw up some signs in there. No, he wasn't no weed around. He wasn't doing nothing. He looked high as hell, but it wasn't nothing.
You work for $1 billion business. You work for sponsors, $1 million business.
That's what I represent.
You represent everything. Let's say you got a sponsorship that got to do with kids. Let's say you got a sponsorship to do with
kids. How y'all know them kids ain't gonna grow up and bang anyway?
You just being objective. I mean, you just trying not to be. Like, you're not trying to make sense.
Right? Now, they gonna pull up a clip of John Wall speaking to kids, but y'all stay away from gangs.
Nigga, the same way that when Gucci, remember before Gucci went to jail and he went to go visit them kids, and that was a meme of him in that white ass t-shirt in the classroom teaching the kids.
He was doing whatever he had to do.
And niggas made it a joke because they was like, nigga, why would you put Gucci in front of your kids? He's putting himself in that position.
That's why he apologized.
He apologized. It was kind of like some bullshit.
He didn't really address anything. He just said,
I was irresponsible.
It was an irresponsible move, but. So what, nigga, tell your friends to keep the camera down. Keep doing what you're doing. Just keep the cameras down. Because I don't think nothing he did was that big of a deal. I guess when you got
You don't think nothing that he did was that big of a deal? Or you don't, like, do you understand that is a big of a deal when you're a nigga that's getting paid by certain people?
Corporate America.
Yeah, by corporations. You're getting paid. You don't have that type of freedom.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, you don't have that leverage.
Certain images. Your image matters. So if you align yourself with
and you ain't played game, in 2 years, bro, it's not even like you're still playing. Like,
and you're still
think about it.
Paid.
Yeah, but think about it. Think about if you're a player. Like, they'll give you more leeway if you a nigga that's out here playing. Like, niggas is saying, like, is you even worth the money right now? So it's already.
If you're worth the blowback, be like, people get offended by that shit.
You already acting crazy.
They want. But that's the thing. Is Karen gonna appreciate him throwing up that red rag?
Fuck Karen.
Alright. But Karen's the people who buy John Wall sneakers.
Man, look, all I'm saying is, I'm looking at it as a nigga. Alright, me and you, we having a good time on the weekend. A nigga just happened to catch some shit on camera, but I'm doing shit. As long as I do what I'm doing while I'm at work, there was nothing illegal.
But you're right, image.
But you know that's
I get what y'all saying from that point of view.
You say it shouldn't be as big a deal as it is.
It's like, all right.
I mean,
not to certain communities.
Is you willing not to take is you willing to basically lose what you got going on? Maybe other you got other family members, y'all, people that count on you. You got it's not just about you. If it's just about you, then yeah. But you got people that count on you. You gotta understand. Also, I think like shout out to Sassy, she brought up a good point to me. Like, it might just be that John Wall going through it. John Wall just lost his mom. Think about it, you lose your mom. You probably hadn't played in 2 years.
And that's a whole other reason, like, why
you come from a certain community.
But you don't know what I got going on in my personal life. Nigga, I'm just out here living.
But that's not.
You still like, can't. That's the same thing as saying
you got people that depend on you. You lose the money.
That position, making millions of dollars. And I seen you do that.
So I would curse you out. So now I got a 24-hour job, basically.
I would have been like...
Any job, yeah, bro. Even before basketball,
you signed up for that.
Why do you think that people get on Twitter and they'll the first thing they look for is your job when you do something wrong? Because you don't just represent you. You represent your job, too.
See, that's why you got to own your own shit. And I ain't got to worry about nobody.
But even with that, that's not necessarily all the time... Just the greatest reason.
I mean,
you get back, it's gonna hurt your business. So is you gonna take care of this nigga?
I get what y'all saying from the bigger point of, from the corporate part of, but it's like, at the same time, you gotta look at it from the other side. Like, can I just be a human? Like, can I just live my life? I get why you can't.
And John Wall was out.
Let's say
John Wall was out and he got caught cheating. People would, like, the corporate business wouldn't get involved in that type of shit. He got caught cheating. He did something wrong. That's not our business, right? But when you start saying, like, say you're Gatorade and you sponsor him. This nigga's a blood.
Getting on camera in front of the whole world.
Let's just say that a white man is sponsoring him that owns the shares and owns a majority share in,
not representing that.
In Gatorade. They're like, hey, first of all, he hasn't even played in 2 years. Like, second of all, like, so we're already paying him. We probably shouldn't be. He doesn't do anything on the court. Second of all, he literally put out the rag. He put a rag out.
That's what I'm saying. I understand the reasons of why it shouldn't have happened like mm-hmm. that. But I'm speaking back to if you're not at a basketball game, you're not at practice, you're not at a press conference, you're not doing nothing that's my job related. Why is it such a big deal? As long as it's not affecting my job, I get the reason why everybody acts like this. To answer your question,
it's basically it doesn't matter. We're only speaking about the big deal,
and I know that. I know how the system works, but
if you own a business, let's say you own a car wash. And
money.
There's a nigga. That's really what it is. You fuck up the money. So if it's a nigga out there, let's say the nigga down the block got accused for attempted murder. He bails out.
And you hang out with
him? You have him. He was working at your car wash. And you notice that the volume isn't as high because people realize, hey, that's the nigga from the car wash. Eventually, is you gonna keep spending money to employ this nigga? And advertise your business.
And that's why I said I agree from that point. My whole thing is, why can't somebody be themselves outside of work?
Money.
I get that, but it's just saying, if you take, we know that's the standard, that's what it is, but y'all don't think nobody should be able to be who they really are outside of work?
I mean, that's the truth. Yeah, but that's not the way it works.
I don't know if I feel all the way 100% about that. I feel you. I get that. I think that you should be able to... Certain things, yes. But I think that there's also... You got to realize sometimes that there's certain things that you do that reflect other people, hurt other people than yourself. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
But so that's why it's kind of like it takes your common sense. I feel like the problem I have with John Wall, what he did wasn't common sense. Like, you know, you can't be in the NBA and blooded. Literally, like I said, you might be able to get away with
it. It was the rag that did it, bro.
But when you pulled out the rag,
it wouldn't have been the big deal.
And then,
you
the rag. And then they're like, yeah, we in Brooklyn, nigga. So automatically they're thinking, he's in the hood. Why are you there? Who knows? Like, what are you doing there?
No mask.
No mask. He ain't in the shirt off.
What do you want to do? I'm just joking.
Shirt off.
Nigga just nigging.
Just nigging. It's just the image.
Hey, man. For him, it's the off season. He want to live his life.
It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter.
But
I get that it will, but it shouldn't.
It shouldn't matter. I agree with you.
I mean, I think, yeah, I agree with that sentiment. I just kind of, sometimes I just feel like, you know what it is, bro?
It's like, if fucking Kendrick Lamar said, it's more of a culture thing. I'm not out here banging. Snoop Dogg, I got sponsorships. You see Snoop Dogg everywhere. Madden, TV.
It wasn't about the flag. It wasn't about about the stacking. It was just the fact he was around a whole bunch of niggas and they knew they was gangbangers. So, his PR hit him probably that night. As soon as that shit dropped, hey, you need to apologize. I don't care how you do it, just do it.
Let's stick to basketball. Maya Moore.
Go.
So, Maya Moore, let me see if I can find out the way that we found this out. Let me see if I can read it properly. Okay. I'm going to read this little paragraph and then we'll continue on from
there. Shouts out to Conjugal Visits.
WNBA star Maya Moore just dropped a bombshell. She married the man that she helped free from prison. Moore, considered one of the greatest WNBA players ever, actually she is the GOAT, has stepped away from the league in 2019 and 2020 to focus on justice issues, starting with freeing Jonathan Irons. Who is Jonathan Irons, guys?
Her husband.
40-year-old Irons was serving a 50-year prison sentence stemming from a 1998 burglary. Well, she was 9 years old at the time.
He's 40?
He's 40. So how old was he in 98?
Come on, bro.
He was 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 18, she was 9?
Okay.
Burglary and assault conviction in Missouri, despite no real evidence proving his guilt. Irons was only 16. Oh, he was 16 at the time of the conviction.
Good shout out to math.
Yeah, because you know we can't count. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Gwinnett Education.
Yeah, shout out to Bergmore. Anyway, Moore says she met Irons when she was 18, going through a prison program
and glucose over the years while fighting for his freedom.
Spicy.
So
y'all niggas, let's start off with y'all think a woman gonna quit her job and she ain't doing this shit for a man she won't?
Wait, say that.
Ain't no woman gonna quit her job to try to free a man unless that she want that to be her man or it's already her man. That's it.
Oh, okay. Quit her job.
Quit.
Okay.
I ain't saying
No. Okay. Let's clarify this. This is what y'all say because I knew he was going. Let's clarify this first. A woman is not going to quit. Maybe. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
She's not going to quit that job.
To save
a nigga in jail. Or she's not supposed to.
She's not going to.
I need to know the details. Like.
But it says that they've obviously gained a bond.
Like, I just want to know how it, like,
before. Was it she was working on it in the off season and when she or could? Like that,
just facts. They said she must be 18. Facts are cap. Does it feel the same way now, like, that Maya Moore, she does criminal justice, she's such as a...
Piggyback what you're saying. She don't get enough credit. And all these people talking about social justice, she should be the front line. She should be the hero.
When...
She just trying to save her man.
She was trying to get his dick. She already trying to fit a dick.
If you like it, do we know when they got married? Because she could have been
having... Sarah, July... Like, he got out July 1st a couple days after that.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought they had a conjugal visit and shit.
So, yeah, basically, if you seen the second episode of this podcast, that's when they was getting married.
So, I don't know how I feel about it, because it was like, I was like, bro, she was dope, social justice. But in my back of my mind, it never clicked. I never thought this. I was just like, she is going hard for one nigga, right? Like, what does this nigga do that's so hard?
She was waiting on him to do something. That's what it was. Like,
bruh, that is kind of strange. I ain't even gonna lie.
See, that strange? Nigga, the story tell itself.
I mean, when I say it's strange, I'm not saying that it's strange. Like, we haven't seen it. Like, we see a lot of pen pals in this motherfucker. I just never seen nobody quit the NBA to do that. Now, that lets me know it could very well be what they saying. And if it is, then I respect that. Like, it's maybe they just did because they spent a lot of time together.
And then it fell.
You know, that is possible. So
if you put your heart into something, and I'm sure she was putting in 10 to 12 hour days every day to do whatever she had to do to get him out.
She was the highest paid female athlete.
So you telling me she doing all that? Eventually, a connection is going to form. It didn't start. It probably didn't start off as a anything more
romantic.
But shit, once you got a male and a female and they that close, and I'm trying to save you, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Like, nothing
wrong is strong.
It ain't like she quit in the middle of the year.
Anything,
I think I already
said. Any cons?
What I thought was weird. Like I said, I think just the thing is, you have to answer questions now.
Yeah.
Why? You have to tell us. Because.
I'm just curious.
The thing would be, are you doing this for your own?
You try to free the man you
selfish
love,
reason, or are you doing this because you just care about black men? Or you just care about people and then
it
just
probably period. Started as
that's
people.
It.
And she fell in love
and
with that
whatever
person.
She says, you don't necessarily owe us anything after that. After you answer it, you don't owe people explanation.
She didn't know this man at first. It started as just trying to, hey.
Right, maybe she, where was the bank robber at? Maybe she was there.
It said, I don't know. It was, no.
She was choosing, but.
It said when he was around 16, bro. When he was 16 in what, 1989?
Rob,
she was probably 7-8 years old, bro. So she wasn't there. She don't care. She was chilling. But shout out to Maya Moore. I hope everything goes together, you know. Speaking of marriages, John Phillip about the Offset Cardi shit.
Hope they work it out. Whatever they need to work out to separate or however it go, just work it out. Keep it private.
You came to Atlanta divorce court today, I guess. That they were getting
a divorce. It's a little sad to me because I know it was like, damn, Offset did all that public pleading, public apologies, and it seemed like they were working
together. They both were humiliated in the situation.
And it seems like, you know, they were public figures working strong together. New daughter, so it's just sad to see black marriage fall apart. Nobody wants to see that. Other than that, it's a lot of people speculating about the whys and the whats.
Yeah, I see a lot of women speculating that he cheated, and you don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened. So praying for them.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't get nasty.
Yeah, that's it. Whatever happened. Just keep that shit in the house.
You ain't say nothing that I don't disagree with. I think that is, I agree with the whole thing. Like, yo, just, there's nothing to say. We don't know why it happened.
Man, one North nigga get married, one North nigga get divorced. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes. So, I hope everything... I hope it all works out. You know, hopefully they don't even get divorced. Hopefully they can find a way to work it out. That's how I feel. Unless whatever. It is best for them.
Yeah,
I
was
to not before. Be together. Not together.
And you know? It'd be just cool, cordial.
Yeah. So
friends.
Friends. We'll see. Kanye West.
Yeezy.
Kanye West. He probably tweeting right
That's
now.
That's
helpful. So.
That's the goat.
He probably tweeting right now, so we might be missing time. Like, by the time y'all hear this, if it's something else that just happened, just know we trying to keep up.
Tweeted a lot.
But this nigga's been tweeting crazy. Now, me as a Kanye critic, I will say a lot of the times, he says a lot of stupid shit. And even if it's not a lot of stupid shit, he might necessarily just say the wrong thing to distract us from the message. You know what I'm saying? So, I will say, though, it's pretty kind of clear and cut what he's been talking about right now. Besides them Polo, I'm Moses. I'm the new Moses. Like, I don't get his comparison game. But, like, he's been online basically.
Black
from,
ownership.
Just disputing black ownership. He's taking a stand. He's doing things that could potentially blackball him, which I think at this point, it's kind of hard to blackball Kanye. So that's why a lot of people, and that's why the media does shit to me where they'd be like, they make you look crazy. But I think what he is saying right now, I think a lot of this shit is the truth. What you think about it? Like, I think what he's saying
I didn't catch every tweet.
Of course.
I don't always like his approach with the message.
Yeah.
I was trying to... I'm down with it, of course. Who's not with the music industry? I think he said somebody was worth, like... damn, I forgot the example he used, but...
He said...
somebody was worth...
He said like an owner, not an owner. Hold on, I don't got it. But he compared to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And it was like Michael worth one something billion. This dude worth 40 something billion.
He
like
never jumped in the free throw.
Never
line.
Did. Even though his face is like, why is he worth
I didn't like
money?
That either. Though.
Either way, it just give you a comparison. It's like who's who's the reason for making all this money?
Yeah.
And then you can debate that.
I think that you could say, even in that instance, right, if we use that example where I think he was wrong, yes, Michael Jordan brought value to that, to everything. You know, we know who Michael Jordan is, but at the same time, it's a nigga who's paying Michael Jordan. It's a nigga who came out of his pocket to buy this organization. Like, we're not going to act like this don't work. Now, do we think that he deserves more? Yes, probably. But don't say, you can't really say shit like you never jumped from the free throw line, blah, 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 because it's proven, even if you look at now, like with the Knicks, like, there's going to be sold out games. They're still going to be billionaires. They're still making profit, and you're going to be...
I don't understand.
Yeah, but you're not going to be good. You feel me? So that's my thing about it. It's like...
Yeah.
Sometimes you can take an angle, but you got to understand the other angle, too. That's how business works. You gotta
understand. That's what I love about the conversation. But
yeah,
in general, this music industry, like every other industry, is just not fair deals. Like, yeah. And people, they took advantage of people coming from an exploitation. Like, it's kind of like if a man exploits a child, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be like, well, did he give him a fair deal? Well, the child. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It just got used a little bit more.
You went way to the other side when you said that shit.
So
I get what you're saying, though.
I don't even talk about anything sexual. It could be just a deal.
So, look, I was listening to this financial podcast today.
Oh, shout out to Financial Podcast.
I don't know, that's not the name of it. I'll let y'all know at the end of the podcast. But what I was listening to, one of the dudes said some shit that really made some sense. He was like, basically, why do rich people feel like they're in a position of like competition or like a nigga gonna take theirs from them if they don't? And that's why they don't like, you know, explaining to other people how they got rich or how to make money or certain tips, right? And he said an analogy like, if you're a lion, right? Let's say that you're like the king of the jungle, like the lion is like the highest person on the food scale, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to tell the gazelle or like the hyena or anything like how to escape from me, correct? Because you're going to go tell the next person. And then what's the end result for you?
You ain't gonna be.
You don't know how to eat.
Stand out.
You don't know how to eat.
Yeah.
So that's how rich people look at it. Like, that's why he said, like, if you see motherfuckers have seminars where it's like, you gotta pay $900 just to get in this seminar. Then to talk to the nigga in this seminar, you need to give me $1,000 for an extra 30 minutes this much. Because people is trying to stay rich. You know what I'm saying? And what's the food? What's the prey?
Yeah, I
feel poor it. People.
Yeah.
So
it's the hustle.
Yeah. When he said it, I was like, "That's a good point." And I really feel like that's
it's a deep conversation. It's like everybody. If everybody owns something, who's the worker?
Yeah.
Somebody got to be the worker.
Yeah. Somebody got to work.
Somebody got to be the person to front the money.
And that's what it seemed like. Really, that's kind of what the issue is right now. So, one thing, we started with Kanye. I think that's I think Kanye and everybody brings great points. I think everybody wants to be, you know, have ownership, be independent, how they own financial freedom. I'm just not sure if the music game, as far as you... I don't think the music game is for everybody, unfortunately. I don't think the game, period, is for everybody. Some people have to take what they can get. Some people have the leverage to where they can put up a fight.
It's all about where your pocket's at. What you can't do.
Yeah.
If you got the time to just go straight independent and, you know, you don't want to go through all the other bullshit and other people's hands in your pocket, then shit. It may take longer to get there, but you're going to, at the end of the day, it's yours.
It sounds like how guilty is the people. The information's out there. We're giving you that advance. We tell you the contract. Read it. How guilty am I for playing the game?
And that's why we can't get on the same page, because there's some people who do just appreciate getting the check from the labels. And it's also people who know and experience, like, nigga, this ain't it. this ain't how I'm supposed to do it. And Mark, you know, I don't know. And I think another question you would ask about Kanye coming into it is like, Kanye, you've been in the game long enough to already know this. So are you just doing this because usually you speak out when it's time to promote another album? Or are you just saying this because you really do generally care about it? I think that's a lot of people who, with him, because we know that he doesn't say shit until it's time to promote an album. So,
or jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, or sell some shit. Like, yeah, or jumping on a bandwagon. So I think when you're not as much of a trustworthy person, it kind of make it worse. So I don't know, man. Shout out to Kanye. I hope everything he's saying is for the right reason.
I hope it works out. That's so deep because it's like, we haven't got to get on it. The whole Joe Budden, Charlamagne argument sound like, how much of this you fighting the fight? How much is a personal game?
Yeah.
How much of it is just bigging yourself up? You see the position. You know how, if you have your fan base.
Facts.
So it's like anybody's. And social justice is like, who do we deem our leaders to speak? How we trust them? Yeah. It's like,
I think with that Charlamagne Joe Budden thing, I think my biggest standpoint from that is that they both, because at this point, both of them are like replying to replies.
Yeah.
So at this point, it sounds to me like y'all are just kind of just seeing who dig bigger at this point. Like, it's ego. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just ego. Y'all are in competition with each other. Y'all are both trying to act like y'all friends for the public when y'all really don't like each other.
Man, it's just two different views, two different points.
But it's a conversation, yeah. And they taking it personal.
Yeah.
Because they probably have sat in a room like this and had these conversations back and forth.
We didn't see that publicly.
No, I'm saying,
I think it'd be better for
I don't think it happened. I don't think they sat in the rooms with each other. I think that is the problem. I don't think that is the problem. They probably should. You brought up an idea earlier. What's your idea, you think?
All of them. Sit in the room, have that conversation.
Who's all of them?
Joe Budden, Charlamagne, Andrew Schultz, Nori.
Okay, Nori.
Gilly. All of them sit there.
The big black podcasts.
All the big black guys sit there and explain, and then Joe Budden can say, listen, if y'all in this for this, fine. I'm in this for a bigger picture, a bigger point. Someone can say, DJ Academics can be in the room and say, well, if that's the case, then why'd you stop me from doing this?
Yeah.
And now you have to answer for that.
Yeah.
So it's not tick for tat. Because if they're on the phone or sitting in the room having a good conversation, and then they go in public and throw shade to each other, that's corny.
Because it sounds like they all done been shady to each other. They all done blocked deals. They all done goddamn done shit that...
And I think it's just the truth. It's just honesty in that point. It would be helpful to go, okay, this is going to happen on your way to the top.
And that's why... Okay, so, you know, like, Joe Budden and Charlamagne have done mashups with their podcast during the year. A couple of them.
Yeah.
So, I think my issue
was... He said he hired him for the year-end review.
He did.
And then Charlamagne's going to come back and say, well, technically, it's going to go back and forth.
Yeah, like, when a nigga say, I hired you, you don't know what that means. And they could have told his company. He could have told his company.
50 said he hired T.I. And what T.I. said?
Yeah.
It's partnership.
Yeah, like,
I'm an executive.
But if he got 60 and the other one got 40.
But you might be the partner. That still could be a partnership. That's what I'm saying. Like, well, I don't think. That's why I was like, okay. Joe Budden argues like 50-50.
And when not to cut you off, but when we see Joe Budden and Charmin together, their energy different.
And that's that's another issue. And that's especially with Joe. Joe is never the same nigga. With anybody.
Charles is a little bit closer.
Yeah.
He'll defend himself. He's not at...
No, he's kind of the same.
I think Charlamagne with people like... He knows who to do it with. Especially like Joe Budden. Joe Budden's not... Joe Budden isn't necessarily a nigga that's gonna hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you're in competition with him, you're willing to go there with him.
Yeah, it's not gonna be anything. This is gonna be war words.
Yeah. And that's all it was. And so when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at it like, alright, it's getting to the point now where these niggas are just dick pulling, like.
And I feel like it messes the message that was really important.
Yeah, like, is y'all trying to have black more freedom with black people, or is y'all basically trying to
at war with each other?
War with each other, and I think that's really what it is. So, don't know, man. Shout out to them. Irv Gotti. This will bring a little side into the argument. So I seen Irv Gotti. He did an interview. And they brought up a conversation. Something about like 50 black, him blackballing 50, or he brought up a point that he tried his best.
He was blackballing 50 because that's what 50 couldn't get no deal.
Yeah, he said he was blackballing 50, and that
so much
it ended up pushing him
to Dr. Dre M.
To Dre M, which made him
the biggest
rapper out. So I think my thing is kind of like, would you say that's like a separate incident, or do you feel like black people blackball other black people too?
It happens all the time. But it's just that one there, he was able to say years later his plan back.
His millions. Like, he probably would never admitted that if he was probably not financially straight. Do you think so?
I mean, he seemed like he more grown up at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, at this point, it's just like, yo, I don't think it had nothing to do with money.
Me too.
It was just like, hey, y'all know
what I'm saying is
that move failed.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, let's say that everybody's broke, mm-hmm. right? Do you think he would admit that? That's what I'm asking you. Do you think he admits that? Or do you think that he has to be in some kind of comfortability to admit something like that?
I don't
know. What do you think?
I don't know Irv.
Like, what if his financials come into this argument? That's why I was
as an L.
No, like, this is just more me. This is more so me and my curiosity. What I'm asking. So what I'm asking is,
I don't know. That's hard to answer.
Do you think that he would have said that if he was necessarily broke, or how do you think that answer what he said differs from your financial stability?
I don't think he's relevant right now. And yeah. I know broke and relevant ain't necessarily.
He didn't have nothing to gain or lose from saying that.
That's why I don't think finance matters much.
No, I agree with y'all. I just.
Yeah.
In that case, about it. I've been listening to a lot of financial stuff, and you just
time finance it too. Trying to get my shit.
Hey, that's
what I will say is that as an example, like, you can get blocked for years, down and out for years, and it's literally blocking to your blessing.
And I think that right there, we go back to the Joe Budden thing, I think that was my only issue with how he handled the situation. I didn't like the fact that you still owe Spotify 7 episodes, you still have ties to them, you still owe them. Whatever business venture y'all had, you didn't fuck with it. I feel like you was able to make it to the 7th episode left, you was able to make it through all of it. And whatever you did after that, you can speak freely on whatever you want. But, and I hope that's what it is. I hope that maybe he already constructed a deal.
That's I ain't want to cut you off, but this is my theory on it. He seemed too calculated to not already have the next move in play to do that. And he knows if Spotify, and he said it a while ago, that if Spotify, like, canceled that deal, just, you know, got mad in the middle of it, they're going to make more money for them canceling them versus
or
them
letting
the or,
say,
or
go ahead.
Calculated is all about leverage. I'm doing all. What are we doing now?
He's letting other businesses know I'm a free agent.
I'm a free agent. It's all about leverage at this point. It's smear can whatever it is. All it's okay. Calculated.
So let me ask you this.
It's calculated. It's not unintentional. It's intentional that he's doing it the way he.
Okay, so let's say this. Let's say, dude, what if he just came out and said, "Hey, I'm a free agent after 7 episodes. What's up?"
Would it be a story decision now?
I think the reason... Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, I think where he might have affected himself, now it's a smear campaign. 7 episodes is a lot of episodes before, you know, you to come out and say that. So my thing is, so you could come out and be like, you know what? I'm leaving. This is how they treat me. Blah, 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 blah. And as you see,
I agree.
A smear campaign has started out of nowhere on him. So it could be a thing where it's like you might have started talking a little too early.
That's possible.
I don't think nothing had to do with that.
Nah.
I only say that because the money and everything they did with Joe Budden, nigga, they got Joe Rogan now. So it don't even matter. Everybody got what they wanted from the deal.
I think bad publicity matters. Like, he's smearing them, talking about they're racist. Not saying specifically saying they're racist, but you know, they do bad business. They don't give people their worth. So, if I'm hearing that, how they do bad business.
I guess
you don't want to be.
But from all of that, it just sounds like bad business on the renegotiation, not the main deal. That wasn't even a big issue.
That might be the truth, but somebody might take it a different way. I think both of y'all right. But I think it's calculated either way.
Of course, it's
all right.
He's not gonna
negotiate.
Even if he just put this shit on YouTube, that comes. Do you know how much money they gonna just get off the YouTube if everybody's subscribing to YouTube and just the regular monetized?
But it's still certain risks. You don't know what that dog shit could have did. It's certain risks you take when you.
So you think that had to do with Spotify?
You know my theory.
We ain't gotta go too deep into that, man. I just was asking.
I can say it out, or
yeah, I already said.
You think Charlamagne?
Think it's all Charlamagne. Hell yeah,
white thing.
Hey, y'all, listen.
Because he came at Charlamagne, and he's coming at Charlamagne hard. They both come at y'all hard. When Charlamagne he came at Charlamagne, basically called Charlamagne a coon. And Charlamagne, I think, is about perception more than Joe. Joe's been used to being made fun of and being like the joke. Charlamagne has kind of separated himself more of a serious role, more of an entrepreneur role, more of a black figurehead. And I think he's petty. I do. That's just me personally. I think he's petty. And Joe alluded to it. He alluded to it.
I don't agree with that, but we ain't gonna sit here and argue about it. But I think
can't prove it.
Yeah, we can't prove it. It ain't even worth going back.
Nah,
I think also that.
Surprise.
Yeah, I think with both of them, I think both of them just do underlying shit.
And they're human, bro. Both of them make mistakes. People say that's a cliche.
And the thing is, too, we work in the industry. You work with the same women. You work with the same people. So ain't no telling what's going on behind the scenes with that shit. Like,
I don't believe a coincidence.
The fans probably shouldn't even get involved with that shit just for the fact that we don't know what's really going on.
My whole thing with that situation, it should be them two going back and forth on everybody else.
No.
Just stay out of it.
Why is that?
That's just how I feel. Whether one side says something first and the other.
It's news.
Leave it between them two and let them two.
Yeah, like so the way it even started is like Joe Budden put it out there 7 episodes early. Hey, you won't catch us, right? You ain't gonna catch us on Spotify no more. It's Charlamagne's job as a news outlet.
I didn't say those should be the two. Because I'm talking about when they keep going, taking the shots back and forth. Like, let them two, like.
Andrew Schultz is Charlamagne, man.
This is all going to take. You know, like, this is going to turn it out. Especially if you. See, the thing about this. Joe Budden, right now, listen.
You can't say it don't involve
Listen. Somebody.
Black Effect podcast, look over people on there.
Listen.
I think they said 85 South Show. Yeah. Like, it involves.
Somebody right now could show Joe Budden this episode of our podcast. And we're a low up and coming podcast. We still getting it off the ground. He'll never say nothing to us, right? But when it's somebody who he's rivaled or
he says
somebody who word means something, he's gonna say something. And that's just what it is.
All I said is these two need to be the ones throwing jabs at each other.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
That's just a personal opinion. I ain't saying let these niggas have it out. Y'all make sure if you niggas ain't the main person that's negotiating deals, nigga, just chill.
Alright.
I got one more before we go to our what's this in there, yo?
Here we go, yo.
LA Sheriff Alex Villanueva challenges Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James to match the $175,000 reward for the gunman who tried to assassinate two of his deputies in a Compton ambush.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, that's the cap nigga of the week. We got a new segment. I'm about to tell you that. Now, every week, it might not be a cap nigga. But this right here, this year, what's his name?
Alex Villanueva.
Cap nigga of the week.
Alexander.
Hey, just remember, 13th episode and on, we're going to try to find us a cap nigga of the week. And this is him.
So, he said LeBron needs to speak up about this.
Don't nobody need to tell me what to do with fuck my money.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'll give you more of an explanation. This is what the paragraph.
I'm gonna be impartial, so I just need to hear.
On Monday, Alex Villanueva, sheriff of LA County, appealed to the LA Lakers basketball star and outspoken activist and supporter of Black Lives Matter to match reward money. The LA Board of Supervisors offered $100,000 and an additional $75,000 was donated by two private individuals. This challenge is to LeBron James. I want you to match and double the reward, Villanueva said, speaking on KABC Radio on the John Phillips Show.
And my statement is, why you ain't asked me to do that for Tyrone down the street last week? They got killed and we looking for his person. There's a ward out there. But you ain't going to fuck on with your cap ass. Cap nigga of the week. I ain't saying nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I thought that shit sounded crazy. I ain't going to lie. Alex Villanueva, because my
there's so many is, other fuck situations they could have stepped in and said something.
My thing is, how many, and this isn't even just to say, to speak on the LA County.
This could be black police people, department. White people.
How could many? Heard that they're majority black, bro.
How many people on the LA Police Department have had wrongful death lawsuits?
Probably.
That shit was crazy.
And how many of y'all, like, and I know that this don't got nothing to do with the LA, but Breonna Taylor, they people just got $12 million, right? How many of y'all is going to match that? Nah, but all of a sudden we take, first of all, we paying y'all to begin with. Our taxes pay y'all. So now we got to pay y'all some more.
Nigga, that shit went nothing but a tax write-off.
Yeah, so it's like,
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really catch all of it, but I'm gonna follow y'all and say cap. Right.
Nah, he's definitely the cap nigga of the week. That shit sounded crazy to me. I don't understand it.
I didn't really like, he's saying LeBron, two police died, so where's that same energy for the police?
They've never asked him to put up no
extra reward. He asked him to match the money. Basically saying, hey, match the money. What's up? We putting up the money. You're the guy in LA.
LeBron.
Because it's one of their people now. Now they want them to help.
Exactly. That's how.
Now, if it was a civilian, a black male civilian,
and they said this is the same. Shannon Sharp came out and said this is the same county sheriff who, when the police put out pictures of Kobe's death, and they weren't supposed to, instead of him owning up to it, he covered up for them.
Oh, fucking that.
Yeah, Taylor. So it's kind of like, nigga.
We bring Kobe up.
Yeah, that's a wrap, bro.
I mean,
you lost your accountability.
Shit, right? Where we at, Jeff?
Hey, say what? What's the set scenario? Hey, remember, we breaking these down into segments, too, so... Like my boy B said, break it down for him.
Shit, man, your first 15-minute break, go ahead, watch that. What's the scenario? You know, you go back to work for a couple hours. Your next 15, not actually, because Fast and Cap, we're going to be on lunch break. Then you got to watch that shit. That shit.
On the way home,
go ahead and cut that shit on while you in traffic.
That's a fact.
Hey, man.
Cook your dinner and cut the other half of it on.
So we got four what's the scenarios, man. I think we gonna spend a good time on this.
Hey, like I'm just gonna start by saying I ain't heard none of the questions. I went no pre-production. I went nowhere.
Where you be at in these pre-production meetings, man? That's what the people need to know.
I was working. I had business deals. I'm trying to get us to the next level.
Well, shout out to them ads.
Yeah,
Joe Budden, where the ads
at? Hey, Joe, I ain't like you. I'll take any ad. What y'all want me to do?
Time out. Let's say this. Y'all got a business right now. I ain't even talking to niggas about this, but we'll give you a great little rate for an ad. Let's say we filling in two ads for the next episode. Y'all got a business, y'all got something going on, you cut hair, whatever business y'all got going on, holler at us, man. We'll work out with you.
You better holler at us early.
Yeah, so we'll work it out with y'all. So what y'all think?
Price is gonna go up. Nah, I was gonna talk to y'all about that, but I miss pre-production.
That's how we doing it. So shout out to Butterman Cakes.
Butterman Cakes, our first and only.
That's our first one. So,
but, it's a few of y'all that hit me up early, and I just ain't got back to you. I'm gonna hit y'all up this week.
Excuse y'all, he seen y'all.
Nah, it's just we haven't had that conversation. We ain't had that conversation yet. So it's a couple of them out there.
We gonna work with you.
Hey, Butterman gave us a cake. What you got for us?
Hey man, so what's the scenario, right? Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
So you meet a girl at your friend's wedding.
Huh?
She's stunning. She's a bridesmaid. I'm talking about long hair. She a stallion.
Been there before. Mm-hmm.
Y'all hitting it off. Like, damn. We the same sign? Like, this all, you know what I'm saying? Like, we meshing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all meet up a couple days after the wedding. And she's just, you know, like real tomboyish or whatever. You don't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just meeting up. So y'all get to talking or whatever. And she says that she usually dates women, but she likes you.
My guy.
Most of the time, she's dressed like, you know, let's just keep it real, like a man.
Okay.
And she doesn't look like how you met her at the wedding. She says, that's not my normal look. This is my normal look.
Okay.
Do y'all continue to date her?
Can we get like a
young
example?
May. Young and May. She don't have to be as like flashy as Young and May, but let's just say I keep my hair braided. I dress like a man. I keep a jersey. I keep, you know, some J's on my feet. I don't necessarily have to have a grill. I don't have to, you know.
And then how does she look at the wedding?
Like, say that you meet her, and even this time, the first time you meet her,
I mean, that's quick.
She, let's say that she looks like she has on just like some athletic gear.
Mm-hmm. So we're saying if I seen Sesame at a wedding and then I seen her out in the streets.
No. Not Sesame.
Shout out to Sesame. You're going to be back soon.
I feel like with Sesame, you can kind of.
I mean, I'm just going
to tell.
I'm going by the
you
outfit.
Can tell who Sesame
I'm going
is.
By the outfit, you yeah. said.
But you can tell who Sesame is, right? So my thing I would think about is like, what I'm saying is when I say Young and May, right? Like when you see her, it's like just a complete turn. So you see her, think about it. The first time you see her at a wedding, you dolled up. She's dolled up. The second time you see her, you're like,
what's the next part of the question?
She just said, I like women most of the time.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and answer.
She likes women.
I'm not going to pursue it. I'm probably just trying to smash.
Okay.
And if I can't, I'm going to let it ride. Just because I was initially attracted to you dressed this way, thinking you look this way, but then if I'm about to deal with you looking this way all the time, I'm not going to find that attractive.
Yeah.
So, and then you already say you fuck with girls. It's another, like, red flag to me. So, I'm just like, all right. You used to have a strap on. I'm not trying to deal with your business and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, there's a lot to go into that. I'm going to be like, is it worth it? Like, you just keep the number, but I don't pursue it.
Okay, what about you?
You will be.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna ask y'all nigga a question. Have y'all ever been a girl's first?
Have we ever what?
Been a girl's first. Like the first.
You ever broke a girl virginity?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly.
All right.
Honestly, God, true.
Bro.
Allegedly.
Like that.
Allegedly. My bad.
Camera,
man.
Bro.
Hey, right. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Right. So you allegedly. Did that, right?
Allegedly.
Have y'all ever been she a girl? Knows. But have y'all ever been a girl's last nigga she ever fucked?
I know. No. Oh, that's a good.
No.
I know you have.
No, I haven't.
I thought I know.
Alright, my whole thing is, have y'all ever fucked with a girl?
I'm trying to follow you, dog.
Right? And then, years later, after you, she had a few niggas after you, and then she became a stud.
Nah. No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Did too long.
No, I'm saying, nigga, you're done. You treat her like shit.
I'm it ain't even shit.
I get what you're saying.
No, no, I haven't.
That's why I said I had to make sure you're not the last nigga.
You still need some.
So my whole point is.
Guilty.
She might be in that transition stage and she's still a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you step in.
So knock the confusion out?
Yeah, knock the confusion out. You saw what she could look like when she dressed up like a female. Maybe she don't, at this point, is she willing to put on heels and makeup? She might be willing to take them chucks and they got that flannel shirt off.
It's all about dick confidence at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sex game. You trying to knock
out. But my whole thing, I don't see, if I saw that, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. We ain't, all right, we're going to kick it in the street at home. We're like, hey, you come back to the crib. Hey, yo, if you don't take them goddamn chucks and that flannel, y'all.
That's not
goddamn,
you changing it. You changing
no,
it.
No, but I'm saying.
You're saying you're going to work at it on the low and privately, but publicly.
What's the question?
Would you publicly pursue that as your girl?
Publicly pursue it. All right, yeah, that first day, we can kick it. We're like, hey, when we get back in this phone, hey, tonight, can you wear this?
It just takes one day?
Yeah. Okay. When I was back when I was in the game, it only took it didn't take long. But y'all ain't never met nobody at a wedding and then fucked with them right after either, have you?
My thing is this. The question is, she's already taught the girls. She said that. She only dressed like that. She only dressed like that for the wedding, right? But she's already doing that. She said she liked you, so she'll entertain you. She's still dressing like Young M.A. So you say after the first date, the same thing you did when the girl changed her hair, you put the wig on. You think she gonna be all with?
She can start with this. I'm letting my hair down today. All right, now I'm gonna change my pants. I'm putting something a little bit tight.
You gotta in the meantime, she's me and my nigga Brandon. Come here, babe. And we seeing that on the ground.
Shit, we might be smashing these hoes together. Shit, there ain't no problem with me.
You just wild boy, huh?
You think it?
Yeah, just
answer. You couldn't do it.
What would you do?
That's probably dead. Just because it's the beginning of the relationship, too. Like,
it's not a relationship. I'm just getting to know you.
Y'all hit it off. Y'all meet up a couple days after the wedding, and she's dressed like a tomboy. She says she usually dates women. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to get out of that. Get yourself out of the situation before some of you're like, because I'm saying, like, it's too easy. Like,
she said usually she like women, but I'm willing to change it up.
So who's to know, like, when are you going to be tired of me?
You're not going to know until you try it.
Said dick confidence, man.
Listen.
If you saw what she looked like in that...
I can take you down.
It ain't got nothing to do
with... I feel you.
I'm saying, if you see her, how she looked up, dolled up, and she's like, oh, I'm willing to give a nigga a chance.
I told you, I have her.
It depends on how good she looked, because if she looked that good in the dress, hey, baby, we gonna work you out.
I've seen a girl who looked good in real life, and I was like, damn. But then she dressed tomboyish, and it was just like... She became...
It's a lot of niggas that we don't realize. It's a lot of niggas out here. And I learned that, especially like when Young and Main shit came out. It's a lot of niggas who will fuck bitches that look like niggas.
There's also a lot of niggas that's gay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about like when you see, like, you ever seen a girl, you're like, this is a nigga.
Yeah.
But we all have met niggas that be like, ah, hit.
Yeah. And
we'll be like, to the point we're like, nigga, that's weird.
It's kind of weird. Like, you. Like, that's your girl, but she's giving you nigga vibes.
I get all that.
She say, like, the only reason I even looked at, like what I look like when you met me is because I like women. This is what I really look like all the time. All
right. So, and the only benefit of that I'm giving is like, yo, but you changing my mind. Let's see what you got.
Can't change my mind because I can think of how pretty at the prettiest how you look, but I know that this is what
that's you, what you, what you always and if you do. Know what's gonna be like that, then you gotta know if you can persuade that mind to go live.
I ain't never really.
We on the podcast, all those people. We on the podcast. What's up?
I always want to do this shit. We live. Hold
on. Callie, what you doing?
Nothing.
Say subscribe to my daddy channel.
Say facts and cap podcast.
You don't think so? Alright, what you want? What daddy gotta stop and get you? Because I know what you calling about.
I want ice cream, daddy.
It's ice cream in the freezer right now.
Nigga, she don't want that ice cream.
It's two ice creams in the freezer right now.
They get that girl the ice cream she want.
Okay, mommy, Jasmine, go get your
chop. Okay.
She knows she live, right?
We know who run the tone over there.
First of all, you can't ever chain a woman tone. Like, you just gotta let her.
What's the scenario? You doing a podcast and that's somewhere.
Hey,
that should be a drop.
Subscribe to my day channel. Yeah, we gonna work on that.
Yeah, drop's coming soon.
Chris, your punk ass, fine, record that shit. Anyway, y'all ready for another one?
God damn. Hey, we need him. Hey, when we get this deal, I don't care if we
fuck
gotta
that
get
that nigga. Charlamagne.
Record that shit.
Alright.
Cut it out.
You're at a get together with your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And you meet her friends for the first time.
Fine ass friends.
When she introduces you, she introduces you as her friend. This is your girlfriend now.
Does the scenario dictate how long we've been going out?
Let's say a month. She's been your girlfriend for a month. You never met her friends. Y'all kicked it for 3 weeks, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You asked on the third week, you know, we should make the serious. I see, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I want you to be my girl. Like, you want to be my girl?
Okay.
She says, yes. She agrees. Like, it's been established.
Okay. Right?
So, like I said, you're at a get together with your girlfriend. You meet her friends for the first time. And she introduces you. She introduces you as her friend.
Okay.
So, y'all get to the car after the party and you ask her about it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, chill, I just don't like other people being in our business, knowing our business. Are you going for that? Or not? Excuse me.
So,
you going for that?
To me, I ain't never met her friends before. That's the first time I met them. So, she's saying that. I'm going to give her a pass. I don't really like her explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even mind her saying that's my friend. It's her explanation. Because that's just the first time. Maybe. She'd be like, what kind of friend is that? Because, like, girls,
yeah.
If I bring up...
She might have been holding back so they can react
more. So they can react more, see? So I'm not mad at that. I was like, hey, what's up with that? I'm your man. And then see what her reaction is. Oh, I don't want people in my business. Like, this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Every time I'm around people, you're going to be like, this is my friend. That's where the dub is. So she going to have to clarify that. Like, if it's just, oh, I don't want people in my business, I'm going to be like, so at what point are they going to know I'm your man?
Yeah.
Like, is your
hiding,
friend
hiding the nigga?
You hiding me? Like, nah, that's that.
Like, yeah. I said, that question didn't have no time frame on how long they was together, did it?
I mean, well, I basically just said it's been a month.
I mean, no, I was talking about the exact question.
Nah, it didn't.
Yeah.
It so, my did. Little thing is like this. If she can give me, like, it could be something like in the past where she's been with a lot of niggas, and it's just like, all right. Let me make sure. I just want to make sure this right here is what me and you say it is. That is so legit.
My question would be. So why accept my offer to be?
Because I'm with you, but I've been publicly humiliated with my friends and family and shit. And I would rather just keep my relationship private until I know like we're building something that's definite long term.
See, she said all that, maybe, but all she said was, I'm just trying to keep this shit on the low.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to, I don't want
people in my business.
I mean,
like, y'all listen to the question, bro. Like, I get what you're saying, but that's like adding new scenarios to our new thing. What she's saying is, it's awesome shit, like.
But what if you trust her, and it's like, she ain't never gave me no other sign that I shouldn't have to worry about her except for her saying, yo, I just want to be.
So how you
maybe she's just a private person. I'm just like, you know what?
So you going with it. So let me ask you a question then. We at, like, at what point? So let's say 3 weeks later is another function. And then what point will you expect her to publicly embrace you?
Probably nothing past, like, I mean, nothing before. And I've dealt with some very private people. So I'm going to say like that 7-8 month mark.
So you're comfortable with the 7-8 months as people being like they just friends.
Yeah, but as we're
let's say they've been together for a month, right? So you're saying 6-7 months. Let's say it's been 5 months. So for 5 months she's been introducing you as her friend.
Yeah.
You don't see nothing. You don't see no problem.
As long as there's zero other red flags, no, it's not that deep. Because some people are just really that private, and I've dealt with people that's that private.
I mean, I don't think that's realistic. Like, after 5 months, nigga, that's not your friend.
First of all, to be honest with you, I don't know no woman who takes that long. No, I've seen niggas.
I'm not saying
who literally.
Yeah, I've seen niggas
stretch it out.
That's just my homegirl.
To that point, so I just think
I haven't seen a girl move that way.
Yeah, that's a weird activity.
I don't think it's weird. As long as if there's no other red flags, and that's just you can
so
just
what
tell
are your red dealing. Flags? What are your red flags?
I mean, if you
got, no, I'm trying to get a better understanding.
Like I said, like if you she ever gave you any other reason to doubt, like maybe there's somebody else, then that's where it kind of
other
makes
than
sense.
The fact that she calls you your friend, not her boyfriend.
Yeah, like I said, if we're around your friends and your family, you're like, oh, that's my friend. Your family looking at you like they know what it is.
They
like,
assume that. But
that's like some shit. What you talking about is some shit like grandma finding a new nigga and her grandchildren not gonna understand it or like they kids.
It's
what
no
we
different.
Saying is like, nah, it is different because that'll be an issue. What we saying is like, this is your, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
but I'm looking at it like this though.
You worked done it. For 6 months.
Okay, so from a male point of view,
for 6 months you worked.
Changes everything though.
for 6 months?
So that's the double standard?
It is double standard because I seen niggas dub girls, and you know that was that girl for a long time. For a long time. I don't never seen that from no girl.
I've seen females do it. And
not for that. Not.
It's work.
A nigga will definitely act like that's not his girl for 7 months, 8 months.
And a female would do. Excuse me. A woman would do the same thing.
Yeah, we're working on not calling women females. Joyce.
Shout out to my sister Joyce.
I'm trying to get rid of bitch. Females don't take a lot of work.
You got your shout out. Sorry.
Joyce.
He better make it to a minute. An hour and 10 minutes.
Shout it. But I
mean, to keep it a buck, that's just how I look at it. Like, that role right there could be played as male or female. I've seen it both ways.
I'm just not that trustworthy.
And that's where your trust comes in. Like,
I just know that trust.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if my trust is strong enough at that point for you to be doing that. Just because
we already knew.
A girl to be a girl, and if y'all really do fuck with each other, her friends don't know.
I asked a girl to be my girl, and then we met, and then it kind of was like weird energy. It was like, oh, my man. It was just like, and it was just confusion. And we talked, and it was like, so what's up? And then I find out it was some bullshit later.
I think the longest I ever did a situation like this would probably fall into that 7 to 8 month ratio. But we both were doing the same thing. So it don't really, to me, that's why I feel like, especially after the first time, and then y'all talk.
That much. As long as you get what you get.
I mean,
that's different though. You feel me?
Like I said, the relationship is between y'all. If, as long as you keep you and that person, that's what's most important to me.
You know, Brandon?
To me.
That's 100% facts. That's 100% facts. If you're comfortable with what she's doing, and she's comfortable with what you're doing, that's a fact. Why? Is everybody else's perception?
And the problem
it don't matter.
That's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about you found out like when she said it, and that's the issue. Like, she said, hey, this is my friend, after you already asked her to be a girl. So this is something new to you at this point. This is taking you by surprise.
I get that, but then they go home now and talk about it.
Okay, but so we're saying, I think what we're saying is the confusion comes from, nigga, this ain't the same. Like, it's one thing to be like, yeah, I can explain it to you later. It's another thing for you to be like, why didn't you explain this to me from the beginning when I asked you to be my girl? Like, if I asked you to be my girl, we could have had a discussion then.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming into some shit blindsided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how...
But it depends how you take it. But we just want to reiterate right now, fuck with us, Facts and Cat Podcast. Fuck with us with the merch. Fuck with us. Whatever we got going... Plus, in a couple more episodes, we're going to redo the surprise again.
Yeah,
as long as you ain't a friend of Kazadi, you can get in. Yeah.
Now you got some more friends. You ain't got to be a friend of Kazadi. One thing I will say, Kazadi bringing fan base.
I'm a hustler, baby.
My boy Migo.
I'm a hustler,
hey, bro, that's the different thing about our podcast, bro. Because we all got jobs. Like, and one person that's doing one.
Yeah, because niggas try to vibe people. Like, everybody brings something to this shit. All three of us. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah,
we niggas.
We all partnership.
We all partnership in this motherfucker. Shouts out to everybody.
Y'all come pull through. Y'all come buy some merch. We got everything. Give us some ideas.
But you got a deal for me, you know. I fuck the niggas. So you know what it's all. Whatever y'all got going on.
It's starting to get a little cold outside.
Hey, y'all will see a Fast and Cap hoodie next week. They're in the making right now. We getting the price points figured out. Pass the Cap hoodie will be on next week. Now, this shit might be behind me because I'm hot natured as fuck. But it's going to be here.
I got a question.
What's up?
What is your question?
What is your question?
We had a Fax and Cap bet, didn't we? We had a
Fax
and Cap bet, didn't we?
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro, we're on a time schedule, bro.
Nah.
After the last Fax and Cap,
okay, I will do
my 20 push-ups. I'm going to do the whole 20.
To close out this episode, bro, I got to do his 20 push-ups.
That shit almost made it through without this shit happening. I'm going to do it.
Brandon got to give us 20.
Hope this motherfucking battery
gone.
The Fax and Cap bet, baby.
Hey, matter of fact, hold on, in between this, we forgot to talk about the NFL real quick. So, in a quick thing, how do y'all feel? We all lost this week, right? How do y'all feel about y'all teams real quick? Let's just keep it real quick.
10-6. Got down number one pick. Let's get Trevor Lawrence, baby.
That's how you feel?
Tank for Lawrence, nigga. Lose for Lawrence.
Hey, last night was one of the six games I had us losing this year, so we good.
I'm dead ass. I think we suck.
My problem with my team is that I just don't be knowing if we supposed to be good or we supposed to be bad. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be the worst.
Yeah, like what this.
I don't know my team trash. So yeah. Like, you got potential. And it's like,
yeah, I'm
damn.
Tired of getting the 15th pick in the draft. Like, just let me know, like, is we not trying to make it or not, you know?
Go ahead.
So, that's my only problem. But shout out to the NFL. See y'all on Sunday. I got one. Alright. So your friend. So look, your friend brings a new girlfriend over. And he seems really happy with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like a match made in heaven. Yeah, you put your head to the street, and a few people you know have told you that, like, basically, like, hey, shout it for the streets, bro. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Straight on.
She the swoop. Like, she for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't capping. Back at Doug McNair, Stevenson, Burkhardt.
She was.
Parker, she was everywhere. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
I seen.
Mm-hmm.
She for the streets. You gonna let your partner know, or you gonna keep it quiet? You gonna let your partner know that she for the streets and she got around like this? Or is she gonna be quiet?
But like, hey bro, how well you know your girl?
Pretty good, man. That's boo.
Hey man, all I'm telling you, my dog, so I don't want you hearing nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she got a rap sheet.
So this is you telling me this shit or a hypothetical?
The way
look at me.
No, I just want to make sure the question. You know, I like to go outside the question.
No. I was making a joke, but if you telling me this,
hey, she for the streets, but I ain't. She for the streets, but I ain't never touched her though.
Oh, so as long as I ain't touch her, right?
Nah. So basically, what you're saying is,
I saw
what
you're saying.
Nah, but if that's how you would tell him.
Yeah, like, hey, bro, hey, before you hear anybody else, just let
you would tell him that she from the street.
You tell him
she was.
A nigga say, this is my girl. You gonna say she for that. You don't think that's a little disrespectful?
Hey, bro.
That's how
I heard she used to get around.
He gonna be like, hey, what you mean she's getting around?
I heard word for word, a nigga told me she was for the streets. And you know your girl better.
She do. Yeah.
Hey, you know your girl better than I do. I'm just gonna tell you what I heard out of respect, and I ain't ever speaking on this shit again, nigga.
So let me ask you a question, dead ass question. Have you ever had to do that before in real life?
Should I have did that in real life?
Have you ever done that before in real life?
I should have done that in real life.
But you never did it.
Nigga, I was meant to keep it 50 for like 10 years.
No, I just had to say, how did it work out? If you did it, but you never did it.
Nigga, I kept it 50. I ain't telling niggas everything they need to hear.
Okay, Justin, go ahead.
I ain't saying shit.
You ain't saying shit? You gonna have me out here with this goddamn mop bucket?
What if you in love? I'm not gonna mess up your happiness.
That's what I'm saying, like, yo, if she make you happy, my nigga, first of all,
it depends on y'all relationship.
What we've had this conversation, bro. I think we've had this conversation on here. First of all, as long as your pussy clean, I wanna hear you scream. You feel me? Like,
y'all wanna have an adult conversation?
Yeah.
What is it?
What girl you met, you got tested before you went out with her?
Tested before or after?
Before.
I've been tested.
She happened to fall. She just happened to fall right after I got tested in the same day.
No. So. What I'm saying is, if she's been with everybody, if you're hearing that she's a swoop and this is your homeboy, forget the fact that love, what I'm saying, he don't know that.
I'm assuming that y'all have already fucked.
Okay.
If you would invite Shawty out in public, y'all already done fucked for him.
Okay.
So.
If not, you fucking at night.
So.
Second of all.
If that's the homie, and she the soup. I have a story about that.
So let me ask you.
I have a story about that. So I ain't gonna say no names.
Say the story.
We had a party, a kickback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a homie.
Shit.
It's this girl who I know is the soup.
Who?
It don't matter, bro.
She sucks having dicks.
She hop on my homie, right? I'm all right.
He was embarrassed.
No, he shot by my homie. I see them like choosing whatever. Later on, I hear that they was together, like on some chilling. And it wasn't like, it wasn't some random shit. It's some chilling. So I knew she was a swoop, but I didn't know she was burning. I hear that she burning.
Let it burn.
I heard she burning. First thing I do, I have a nigga, bro. I already knew he smashed. Because it's like, you don't go from a chilling function and then she over your crib. Right?
Can I ask a question?
What's the question?
Not even a question. If she's burning and he already done smashed, he know.
So at that point,
if that's all you know is that she's just burning, he gonna feel the burn.
Well, I think it was at that point I had to make sure.
Am I lying?
As a real nigga, I told the homie, "Hey, did you smash?" No, and damn well he smashed. And then I'm like, "Yo, I let him know she out there and she burning."
Okay, so
she might have been.
It's not the exact scenario, but as soon as I get the information about the burning part,
that's two different scenarios. I didn't say
my point is, she popped the pills already. That's a learning lesson. That's a learning lesson saying that if I know a girl,
all I said was,
let me finish.
Go ahead.
So it was a learning lesson. It's a learning lesson that if a girl's out there, we live in Atlanta, more than likely. She might be burning. So
damn, little girls. Just know.
If my homie with her, I'm gonna let him know. Cause I don't want the nigga to feel like, damn, you ain't tell me.
But how you know how long ago she was burning from the time they fucked?
Yeah, my whole.
I didn't.
Exactly. So that's why you don't say
my
shit.
My whole thing is, I know. I can't really.
Niggas gotta learn from their own mistakes.
Shit. Listen, yeah, I try. Feel like as a nigga, like, I mean, my nigga, bro, like.
Some niggas is cousins in this room, bro. You think you got them share detailed information?
You gotta let it go.
That's different. Like a nigga.
It ain't my job to let you know. First of all, you from where I'm from.
If
you from where I'm from, you should know.
You sure you know what's up.
The precautions you gotta take when it comes to dealing with somebody.
Well, some niggas is late to the game. You might have a homie.
Okay, that's
just
cool.
Start getting some new things, right?
Be late then.
Cause you ain't go school.
Hey, listen. Be late then, cause you know what? When you go fuck with, let's say you got a nigga that you fuck with from Berkeley. That's your nigga. Like we went to the same school.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that's ever, and this ain't even gotta do with the school we went to. Any nigga, you know your school, right? Let's say you got a partner from your school. The first thing you gonna ask a nigga, like, let's say a nigga got something going on. He should be asking his niggas from his neighborhood.
You gotta do the whole check.
Yeah, like, you should be doing the facts.
But if he didn't. If he didn't,
that's on you, bro.
Hey, bro, they listen to this shit.
Straight up.
Get y'all.
That's on
this whole facts.
Nigga, we gonna keep it up. Niggas do you know how you get the Carfax? You see the history and shit?
It's not me today. But I agree. You gotta do a whole fax.
You do the whole fax. Oh, I don't care who she be. Niggas do the whole fax.
So that's my point. So how you mad now?
Well, some niggas don't.
Sometimes you gotta let it burn.
Well, you need a bitch. That would sound like you need a bitch.
Alright,
bruh.
Where we at?
It sounds like a lot of
niggas
out here. Hoes.
Hey, man.
Hoes.
Alright, we got one more.
Are we still
on? This one good right here, y'all. I like this. One of your friends call you and tell you that his cousin is throwing a party. He tells you to bring your girl. Hey, nephew, bring your girl. You ask your girl, she's down. She say, yeah.
Okay.
Y'all make it there. You know, hour in, your phone dies because you ain't put your shit on the charger. You need to make a call. You know what I'm saying? You trying to get some tree or some shit. Who knows? You ask your girl, hey, gotta use your phone real quick. I need to make a call. You get her phone. You realize, yo, this signal trash. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere anyway. Fuck it. So, you turn on her Wi-Fi.
She must got T-Mobile.
Yeah, she got that T-Mobile, motherfucker.
The Wi-Fi call.
And you notice that her shit automatically connected.
Wait, what? Her shit just, like, you at your homeboy's cousin house.
The Wi-Fi.
And that Wi-Fi just popped up.
You know that Wi-Fi, that means you already been here before.
You've been here before.
Yeah, I've been here before.
How you handling that, Brent?
That Wi-Fi connects.
You trusting your old girl?
She didn't. How do you handle that?
She trusted a girl that said she confront her?
How do you confront her?
How do you confront her? What's the conversation? What do you? What? No, fuck that. What's going through your mind instantly? The Wi-Fi connect.
All right, so I'm a nigga with some shit like that. I think it through first. I don't react. Because I need to come with a clear case. And whatever you may say, I need to already have an answer in my head that you're going to say it.
Okay.
Best case scenario, say I got that Netgear 34.
Tech gear, nigga.
I live out here. I moved to, let's say, Stone Mountain. But I still have that Netgear 34. I might not necessarily been at this house in this location, but the same niggas is connected somewhere.
This whole move around.
No, it's the same group of friends. You never know. But
the Wi-Fi move around.
Hey. So, it's just a general question. Hey, you know, I cut the Wi-Fi on the password. It already worked.
So, you believe in your queen? Is that what you're saying? You believe in your girl?
Nah, you didn't finish. You said he's going to assume the best case scenario is that somehow she been somewhere not here and the Wi-Fi was the same pattern.
Now, worst case scenario, alright, let's see what's going on. I'm not going to react in public, though. That's me. I'm not going to say shit. But when we get somewhere in private.
How you going to ask her? Hey, you know your Wi-Fi connected, right?
Yep.
And, that's it?
Tell me who the fuck.
So,
tell me who the
fuck. How you end up on Netgear 34? Like, I'm curious.
You know.
Nope, I'm not arguing.
Hey, but you know what? It was funny. I put that shit in it and on my that shit had a password. But
that's what he said.
I'm going to be like, hey, so you have fun. So the homeboy's name is Trey.
Damn. You know Trey?
Trey cousin. You know Trey, because that's my homeboy. You know Trey cousin? She going to lie.
Yeah.
Because she don't know what I know.
You assume she going to lie.
Why would... All right. That's another issue. I was waiting for you to say that. Think about what somebody going to say, right? All right. Fuck, we come to the house. You didn't tell me you knew who this was.
You just said Trey.
He everybody showed up to this house.
Nah, everybody
he looked
Trey
familiar.
Cousin.
Oh, but I used to talk to his old roommate, Bobby.
Damn,
and they share the same Wi-Fi.
You lying? That's a
sound
nice
like
story.
A lie to me.
Sound like a lie, bro. Like, either one or two things. You lied about knowing Trey and being in this his scenario. Because if you knew his roommate, you knew him. You knew he looked familiar. You should say at one point, oh, I know him. I know Trey cousin. I used to date his roommate. Oh, you talk to his roommate. You didn't say shit. Or you know Trey. And you trying to dead it, and as soon as I talk about the Wi-Fi, I'm like, so how'd you get the Wi-Fi?
Bro, shit, I used to fuck with Trey back in the day. I don't know.
So I didn't tell you.
I came over one time.
You came over one time. So you had me over here using this nigga Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's a big problem.
You gonna be that big of a deal with somebody she used to fuck with?
Cause she didn't say it.
Cause you got me at a nigga house looking stupid.
You got me at a nigga house looking stupid, bro. That's
they laughing.
How's that looking stupid?
That's bro. Yeah, that's wild.
You got me over here.
If there's a possibility,
first of all,
you got his Wi-Fi, you didn't let me know.
Started laughing.
Trey cousin? I used to talk to Trey cousin.
Right. Well, she never met Trey. And she ain't see it until she got
cousin,
to the house.
Bro. She should have... When you got to the house, you should have said something.
You probably should have said something. Especially as soon as I saw my phone dead. That's the conversation you should have said something. Not knowing that I'm going to take your Wi-Fi. I'm just saying. That's what you should have said something.
I get what y'all saying. I ain't gonna. Y'all got it.
Because at that point, it's too coincidental.
You got some FNC? FNC in the place to be?
FNC.
You got no fancy caps. Yeah. You know how we rocking. Shout out my boy.
Right.
Darren on the cameras.
I was having a conversation with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about rich and poor. What's the definition of that? So, I'm just gonna step out a question out there.
My risk.
Can you be rich with no money?
Yep.
You say yes. Can you be rich with no money?
No.
Just as I know. And just to get a context, it's like, is poverty a mindset?
No.
possibility.
All right, Justin. Go ahead.
Well, one, I don't think you can necessarily work your way out of poverty. I think there are systematic things that happen. I think if you do get out of poverty, like...
So you're saying it's cap. You can't be...
You can't necessarily be a worker and work yourself out of poverty. You know what I'm saying?
So you can't have no money and be rich. Somebody tell you, yo, I'm rich. I feel like I'm rich. I'm like, oh, how much money you got? Got about $1,000 in my hand.
I think
am I rich?
I think when you first get the money.
So it's money. It's poverty because it's not money. Money is tangible, but like rich is not necessarily. It's rich.
I think that rich can also like being rich and also like having a lot of money can also like make you happy. Like it can genuinely
money
cut down your problem. Like it's a good down payment. You know what I'm saying? Like.
So you don't think you can be homeless and consider yourself rich?
For me, no. Brandon. I'll never be happy being honest.
I don't think so. Like my personal opinion, but I feel like there can be a poor person that's homeless that is happy and they're content and they feel rich. Like rich is a mind state.
So you agree? You think that's facts? Rich is a mind state. You think rich is a bank account?
Yeah.
I'd rather have a lot of money.
I mean, I know what I would rather. I personally would rather want, but sometimes it ain't about the money.
I'd rather be unhappy with a lot of money.
Nah, I'd rather
than unhappy, be happy.
Than be happy, happy with broke.
Yeah, I'd rather be happy and broke.
I'd rather be more unhappy with a lot of money because probably I make more people happy.
But you're not making yourself happy.
I don't worry about.
So that's interesting. So you rather be unhappy with.
No, I'm not saying I. When I okay, so let me finish. So when I say it's not necessarily that I want to be unhappy, but what I'm saying is,
what you said.
You're rather.
Yeah, I'm trying to explain it. So like, not necessarily
that, to boost.
Not necessarily that I'd rather be unhappy, but
let's make this shit work.
I know for a fact, like, if I'm more happy when I don't have to worry about others. Everybody's straight.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cut you off.
Go ahead.
You personally feel like money, or you don't see a scenario where you, Justin, will be unhappy with a lot of money. It's like
you see a scenario.
No, when I say that, it's more than likely you'd be more happy because you'd be able to take care of more people.
I feel like either way, I'm gonna have issues, and I think that either way. I think at least at some point I'd rather be happier providing for others and making my family situation and trying to provide for my family, getting my family more like wealth, generational than just me. Like if I had to sacrifice my happiness that I'm not the happiest, like if I got to sacrifice the fact, like I said, I'm not the happiest nigga, but I can change like the value and just the way that my family move, I'd rather do that.
So, like, success,
happy, just take rich, money.
They're all synonymous in this scenario. They're all synonymous.
Sure.
Right, they're synonymous. Rich, happy. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
So, I know we have A-Rob, friend of the show, his bio says, what's money? ? A man is a success if he gets up in the morning and goes to bed at night and in between does what he wants to do. That means that money, he could be homeless. Mm. He could be a thousandaire. He could be a millionaire.
I don't agree with that.
A man. So you think that's cap?
Yeah, but, like, okay, you can do what you want to do. The only way I agree with you doing what you want to do is if you make him some kind of money. Like, I ain't saying you got to be a multi-millionaire off the shit, but you can do what you want to do and be literally, like, dead broke on your ass stressing.
Or you could be
like say your job.
Yeah, you
like
say your job is not stressing.
Let's say that your job is like, all right, this nigga, I'm making this much money from doing that. If you still gotta worry about your bills and whatever, then that ain't making me happy.
It sounds like if you're that worried about your bills, then you can't be happy. But
like I said, I'd rather be I feel like it's a good down payment. Like shit, I'd rather be.
That's what I said. The more money is gonna alleviate your natural stresses.
You know what? Good down payment. I wasn't really expecting him to say that answer. That's probably why when we watched this, I'm a little crazy. I thought you would have went a different way we did.
Mm-hmm.
But me, it's just like, all right,
I need my money.
Let's just say I work a job that's only going to pay my bills and I got to struggle for everything outside of that. Food, whatever. But I'm happy. I would rather have that than the stress of being rich and then going through the bullshit, the leeches, the goddamn, the I can't throw up my gang set when I want to. Like, just everything, like, just the pressure of everything all at once.
Mm-hmm. The freedom that
my freedom versus just being a regular person, and I got my bills paid. I'm gonna find a way to eat. Like, nigga, I can buy this.
So you rather go to sleep
happy, peaceful.
So you don't know where your next meal coming, but you rather not know where your next meal coming than basically.
I'm saying, but if I'm happy, I'm not stressed.
You're not stressing over it. It's not a big deal.
But you've been.
I don't know nobody who's ever not knew where their next meal came from and not been stressed.
It was a song on the Prince of Egypt. y'all seen the Prince of Egypt before?
Yeah.
Says some shit like, "When all you got is nothing," it's a lyric. "When all you got is nothing, there's a lot to go around." It's a
because
mindset.
You know how to like.
No, it's a mindset. You know how to share.
You are survival.
The most generous people usually have the least. Rich people be the most stingiest.
Yeah.
Right. They'll give you the last of what they have.
When you coming from like getting tips, right? Your tips are coming from minimum wage people, upper minimum wage. Now I'm gonna say like you're. I'm just going out to eat because it's budget.
15 to. It was like
2:30. Nah, I'm just putting like this. I don't agree with none of that. I'd have been in situations. I'd have been struggling. Like, I'd have came up. Me and my mom, we didn't have our shares. We didn't deal. We did. I don't agree with none of that.
So let me ask
you. But I don't think you stressed as bad as
that. No, I'm stressed. I'm stressed like, nigga, have you ever woke up and literally, like, you woke up. Say you came from school. You woke up. Boom. Hey, we got to leave. We can't stay here. We got to go.
So
we gotta find somewhere to go.
I've been homeless before.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that right? shit. For me,
I've been
that shit is no.
I've been in a 6-figure house. Been homeless. I've had never been rich. Been struggling. Had all that. This is what I feel. As a parent, I do not understand how you can be happy or content if your child is hungry.
And I think that right there changes the whole question because you put the parent part in there. Because you're not speaking for your own happiness at that point.
So if you're responsible
that changes
other
everything.
People,
no.
I don't understand. And that's what changed it for me too. Because I can understand being content without having anything. Everything's superficial. Money is superficial. Bills superficial. It doesn't matter if you have that. It's a deep understanding that you have to understand to have. Because look at J. Cole.
J. Cole.
That's what he said.
I feel like J. Cole got a lot of issues that people don't have. Like people would rather have those issues than the issues he got.
He's saying you don't know. He's saying you don't know till you get it.
That's cool. And, shout out to J. Cole.
And my point is, I can understand that, but you can never tell me that you're homeless and you have a child that's hungry and you're content. I can't.
That changes
everything. You're content being like, I know, I'm confident, I'm getting food, I'm happy, I'm not stressing about shit. I don't have to worry about bills, I don't have to worry about a job, I don't have to worry about the confine of society. I can understand that. It makes sense. You could be out a nomad. I'm a villager. I'm gonna go find my food. That's cool. I don't understand how you can go to sleep knowing your child's hungry. The security that money provides. It changes that scenario where rich is not just a mindset. There's a poverty line. In America, there's a poverty line.
The way I look at it is you're just speaking about yourself. But if you're speaking past that, then yeah, you...
Then I agree with
it. For myself? I agree with it then. If it's yourself, because you only worry about yourself.
I said you got family members. You got other people. It's not even just your children.
You're not responsible for your family members. Though.
Yeah, but you know, it might take time for people to realize that. It might be. You might have a brother. You might have a sister that you came up with that you don't feel comfortable with leaving the block. And they still out here. Like, I watched FBG Duck. His mom had an interview on Vlad. Vlad, whole thing. Well, he been saying, you know, Vlad, he like to ask questions for people, and he'll ask that for this long. He'll ask the same question, right? So what I'm saying is, he asked, hey, I told FBG Duck, why not leave Chicago, right? The whole time, he's saying this. The whole time, FBG Duck is giving me excuses as to why he's not wanting to leave Chicago. He asked the mom. Things make it's different now. It makes sense when she's explaining it. Oh, well, he's arguing in an industry where he's blackballed. He has 50, he comes from a relationship of my mom. I had him at 15. Well, I had him at 16. His brother already got killed. His older sister already got killed. He's my last living child. Even with that, basically, like, she's breaking it down. Like, she's saying, like, he's the last living nigga. He means this much to the family. He means that much. He's this and he's that. You know what? At the same time, I feel you. Like, I mean this much to the family. It's hard for me to just dip. It's hard for me to just understand things.
No disrespect. He just was killed, right?
Yeah, he was killed. He was killed. He's from Chicago. So my thing is, like, it's certain. My whole thing, what I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, it's things that people don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you say it's context of things? It's context of things.
That's a fact.
So
everybody's situation different. Like, yeah. That mindset to be selfless and do that, our responsibility might be to.
Yeah, so I just think that it's a little different when we really start hammering into shit. You know, it makes things different. So I don't know, man. What else you got, bro?
Speaking about that and dying as a rapper, like, Facts and Cap, is it smart or safe to be a rapper now? Is that the career path you would suggest to be a black African American, we're talking about rapper?
It's the same career way. Like I said earlier, who's the prey? The poor people. Why do you think that they sign? When you're in a, they sign, who do you think they look for when they target people for a record deal? They're never gonna ask people. Like, the reason why
Nip uneducated.
The reason why Nip was so great is because you don't see people hiring. And not saying, like, we all know Nip has already been, like, it was people that, you know, it's people that signed deals and stuff, like, and he was older. But you don't see people being, I'm not saying this is his story, but you don't see people that's 30 years old getting signed. You want to know why? Because they might know a little bit more business about themselves.
Yeah, you want exploitation.
You want to get young kids who don't know shit about nothing, and you want to get them.
But that doesn't have nothing to do with rap. That's every industry. You want to sign that young rap. White girl singer. But so yeah, is it? I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about, like, your risk as far as your life, livelihood. Mm-hmm. Is it safe, Facts or Cap, to be a rapper in today's climate?
It all depends on what you're doing and who's behind you.
Yeah, who's teaching you?
Because if you got the right judgment and the right people behind you, and that's telling you the rights and wrongs in the career, cool. If not, and you got to get it out the ground, like, it's not nothing wrong with being a rapper if that's what you choose to do. But it all depends on your mindset and how you want to do it.
I think it's Cap. I mean, I think is it safe to be a rapper? Like, that's nothing. No, I think that's Cap. I think you can't name, you know, all the genre of music where people are dying at the rate of rappers dying.
It's also not just the rappers.
Who? Give me country music singers that die from gun violence being killed.
Are we just talking about gun violence and kills, or are we talking about overdoses and everything else?
Give me.
I don't listen to enough or pay attention to give you names, but this shit happens.
At the rate black people do, at rappers do, because whatever rate they die from suicide or overdosing on drugs or murder, it's a fact. There's something wrong with our genre that young rappers.
So you don't think they was doing this today?
Because we promote.
We're promoted.
I didn't say the why.
But they're already doing it.
I'm saying we promote people from the ghetto.
We do.
We promote people who come from poverty, and they like the fact that this is their mind state. So we can literally suck them bone dry. And this is why, another reason. And I don't want to bring him up. I don't mean to bring him up again. But let's just be the truth. It's the reason why 69 is so...
Every episode.
Yeah. I mean, listen. he's the reason. You know why I like speaking about him? Because he's a living example, a living testimony. Like, if you try to tell your kid this is why you shouldn't be like him, this is a living testimony. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the reason why I have a problem with him is just like, he's not, don't be like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's giving you examples. It's thing, it, like, everything your mama told you, what happened, you ever been in a situation, everybody had a situation where their mama didn't tell him, told you, this is what's going to happen.
She did it again.
And then, that's what happened, right? And then you'd be like, damn, my mom was right. You might be low-key about it, but be like, damn, mama was right. That's just how she worked. So.
Yeah, I just don't think it's, if somebody told me, yo, I got options. I want to pursue basketball. I want to pursue college. I'm a nice rapper. I want to pursue rapping. What, safety-wise, this is in my best interest. What I'd be like, nah, bro, niggas getting killed for rapping.
Facts.
Niggas getting killed for rapping.
No, rap is a dangerous.
It's dangerous.
It's definitely dangerous.
Is that fact? That's a better question. Is rap dangerous?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's simple as
it's
that.
It's one of the most dangerous genres in the world.
But everybody's
getting killed for rap.
Who's all behind you? But I get what y'all.
I'm not. Because like, I don't hear people getting murdered in any other genre of music.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if it was like, yo, you play sports, you get hurt. You get hurt playing basketball. You get hurt playing. You tear your ACLs doing anything.
Facts.
I don't hear nobody getting murdered, getting robbed, and doing any other genre of music. Like, why is hip hop, rap, you're a target?
That's a fact, bro. 100%.
That shit sucks.
What you got?
That shit sucks, bro. We don't talk to ghosts, nigga.
Yo, it's one more, nigga.
There are a couple more.
Yo, okay, give us a couple more, my nigga.
What you talking about?
Shout out to you. Kyle Rogers, the bitch.
Kyle Rogers, dude.
Drewski.
I'm gonna have a trivia next time, but never mind.
Hey, Drewski, if you see this shit, man, follow the campaign. Nigga, I heard you in the shallow. We gonna do some research.
Yeah, you talking about the NFL. Did y'all feel like they got the protesting right?
No.
Brandon, go ahead. You're here. Yes or no? Facts or cap? Did they get protesting right?
Facts only because I'm saying they did about as best as I thought the NFL was going to do.
Okay.
So what he answered that was like?
A cop out?
No, I don't think it was a cop out. I just think that it was interesting for me. What I think is, I don't give a fuck. They just kind of, like I said, they just said it how they said it. Like, hey, we like black people. Put it in the end zone. Like putting the end zone, like we good. Like
you sound like you just don't trust the NFL.
I don't, and that's trust. And that's why, you know, and we didn't have a podcast then. I think my whole problem a lot of the time was with Colin Kaepernick when they had the whole he was in Atlanta, he was in Georgia. Whole situation was like people like Kaepernick. Okay, so my whole thing is sometimes I need you if you're gonna be this something, and this goes with the Joe Budden. And Charlamagne, my whole thing is, I think my issue with you, my issue with people is, I need people to pick a side. I'm not saying that it's necessarily them.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this your path? And is this your path? So, like, when I say that with, like, Charlamagne, I would say, like, what I need Joe Budden to realize, this is what I say with both of them. What I need Joe Budden to realize is, like, you know for a fact that Charlamagne, y'all kind of do the same things. Like, y'all have necessary podcasts, shit like that. So don't make it, like, y'all have podcasts. So, right, if you have a podcast, this is what you're doing. This is why I need, this is what it is with you. When it comes to Charlamagne acts like he's too big for Joe Budden. My whole thing, what I would say is just like, I need people to realize, like, are you this or are you that?
What I would say, because I understand what you're saying, I fundamentally disagree with you because it's business. If I'm the NFL, I can't be this and that. I'm going to go where the money is. I'm going to go where the public perception is. And that goes back with Charlamagne and Joe Budden. I'm going to go with the public perception is. Because so if 2016, Kaepernick is protesting and my bottom line dictates that
when I come to Colin, now this is where I come to Colin Kaepernick. My issue with Colin Kaepernick, let's go back to when he did the whole, when he was supposed to be in Atlanta for the whole... What was it? The whole goddamn
tryout
shit, right? It seemed like there was distrust from Colin Kaepernick and there was distrust from the NFL, correct?
Yeah.
They both were having a distrust. My issue with them, especially my issue with Colin Kaepernick, is they don't have like the leverage. You don't have the leverage that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL doesn't need Colin Kaepernick to succeed,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
They don't need Colin Kaepernick. I get you, Colin Kaepernick. I get your point, and I agree with your point. But what you got to understand is you come in, you go this angle, and the way, just the way that he went about it, I felt like there was a different way to be about,
and that's why that makes sense of how you agree with Charlamagne so much.
Yeah,
I get it. I agree
with I'm you. Not necessarily that saying sense. That this is necessarily 100% right way.
It goes against what is the end goal? If the end goal is to do business,
that's why
the end goal is to get in the NFL. There's ways to go about it.
Exactly.
If the end goal is to
so you have a distrust with the NFL. That's my whole thing.
He has every right to have.
You have facts. Every right. That's facts. So why go into this situation and now the it looks even worse? Like, do you want to be in the NFL or not?
You're saying you're not being wise. Like, what are you doing there?
Yeah. Do you want to be in the NFL or not?
Like, you're dealing with thieves and then they do
you thieves. You know they're thieves.
Then what are you doing? That's
basically how I've been trying to say the situation. And that's the same thing with Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing with Joe and Charlamagne. Like, are you really trying to be in this organization or are you not? I get the fact that you these niggas have offended you. Maybe your relationship ain't what it was with these people or you don't fuck with these people, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, what is it? You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you. It's a complicated issue.
It's definitely.
It's because Kaepernick is a man. He's not a brand. He's not an entity. He has his own personal feelings. And he has the pressure of representing a movement.
Yeah.
So I think it's a balance of trying. Same thing with Joe Biden. He's representing a black empowerment movement.
Yeah.
So
at least that's what...
That's the perception he
puts
out.
That's the perception he's putting out as... Which I'm not saying that's not what it was.
True or false?
I think he does care.
So how he moves.
Do I think him and Charlamagne both be bullshitting? Yes.
Of course. Human bullshit. Gotta look at that as just, it is what it is.
Oh, no, man. Y'all boys got anything to wrap it up with? Y'all got anything to say?
Hey, man, buy the merch. We got shirts. We got masks. We got cook. Hey, if it's something you think you might want, just let us know. We'll get it.
Y'all heard my daughter, what she said. Subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe. Yeah. We're gonna have a kids episode soon.
Kids episode, we got everything coming. Hey, my boy Lil Chris here, Darren. Y'all need some pictures, you know what I'm saying? For whatever business y'all running, y'all need some good professional.
My nigga, if y'all like to fucking watch people play games, shit, follow my nigga's Twitch, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, I heard you nice at the
Superboy Chris, man.
Hey, matter of fact, hey, what game should I get, bro? Should I get Madden or should I get 2K? One of y'all niggas bought it already?
Shit, I'm about to buy Madden tonight.
Madden? I heard Madden didn't wear that anymore.
Hey, man, if you need a photographer for your OnlyFans,
yes,
hit my DMs and I'm going to book Chris for you.
All the hip nose, all the hoes.
I'm just playing, baby.
All the hoes hit Brandon DM.
Beyonce_5/05. And I'll get you connected to the right person.
Out,
I ain't going to be there.
Independent black woman.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to knock these push-ups out. We're going to get on up out of here.
Yeah, give me 20 right here in front.
I did
right
15 here. Before we started.
You did?
Yeah.
He did, right?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Put the camera on this nigga. I ain't know he did 15. Give me 10, bro. Don't lie to me like that.
Lie to me?
All right. Give me 10.
That's what happens when you bet on 6ix9ine.
I ain't bet on
you.
Bet. Oh. Snitch. Hey. Next. And you from the north. You a liar. What is wrong with you? You tired.
We out. We out, baby.
We don't bet on no snitch. Stop playing.
Yeah, we're still recording, bitch.